Five, four, three, two, one.
On behalf of the Phoenix Mercury and the WNBA, we want to give you a 2014 WNBA championship jersey.
Nice.
It's an XL. So we might have to get on the Atkins, but thank you very much for having us, Mr. President.
Thank you so much.
I saw like the strong, powerful women that were living their truth and doing it so freely and openly. And I was just like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just need to live my truth and like just really embrace who I was and who I am. And, you know, just kind of step into that fully.
Basketball chose me, an awkward, lanky, introverted tomboy born with a hearing disability, a speech impediment, and a will to overcome obstacles, dream big, and to change the world.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Planet W. I'm Jay.
This is Dan.
And Caitlin Clark. That's it. That's what we're talking about today. Caitlin Clark, NCAA all-time men and women scoring champion now. She's got the record for men or women. We knew that was happening. We even said it on the last episode. By the time this episode dropped, she's already broken the record, and she did. She broke it a day before I released that episode. So, fucking beat Pistol Pete Maravich. She's got the all-time scoring. Her headlines are everywhere. Caitlin Clark headlines are everywhere. I'll see them on like my Alexa devices and shit.
Absolutely the headline of everything. It doesn't even matter what kind of news outlet it is.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, where it's just like Good Morning America, the fucking local newspapers, international newspapers, shit. Like everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark. It's very weird. The Caitlin Clark effect is starting to feel real.
Yeah, very real.
Like I started to think, you know, this is just hype. This is just Iowa fans building up their star player, and then they're going to forget about her when she comes to the W. But I don't know. Maybe. I think that the hype might be here.
Yeah, and she has a church behind her.
Yeah, I mean, there's already, like, Fever tickets for the Fever have already doubled, tripled in certain aspects. I know that our opening night season tickets that we have, we could resell our opening night tickets only and get our money back
for
our season tickets.
Seriously crazy.
That is really, really bizarre. Like the resale market on Caitlin Clark right now is strange.
Everything in it doesn't even matter what it is.
Yeah, you were just showing me an eBay listing where they're trying to sell her a ticket stub for one of her games for like $480.
Yeah, that was the Maravich record game, $480.
Look, I'm not saying that I wouldn't spend $480 on something for myself that I really want. But a piece of paper that's a ticket stub to a game?
Right.
I don't even know. Like a game that you didn't even go to?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's very weird. But I don't know. I like to see it. I really like to see it. I've noticed that, like, I looked the season opener, the very first time she's going to be playing in the WNBA, Fever versus Connecticut, in Connecticut. I looked it up to see what the ticket prices would be for, like, equivalent of our section.
Yeah.
Those are season ticket prices.
Oh, my goodness.
They're like $1,400.
Oh, wow.
For like a ticket. And it's like, damn, you're getting two of that. You just buy season tickets.
Yeah, really?
Like, my God. Yeah. Nine rows up from us are going $480 each versus New York.
Oh.
So.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's one of those things, too, where it's like, I really badly want to go to this game. I like $500.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also really want to go to this game. Stop fucking raising these tickets prices because you're starting to get me tempted. Like, I will not miss a New York versus the Fever game.
No, not
ever.
At all.
I've got courtside seats for one. That's how much I love seeing New York play against the Fever. And it's like, dude, if these tickets jack up to like $800 each, I might have to skip a game.
Yeah.
You know,
I just have to miss one.
Yeah, miss one just to pay for our season tickets and then go to 19 more games for free.
Let's do it.
That's so crazy, but I'm not selling them. Do not email me. You're not getting my tickets.
Yeah, no DMs. Yeah. It's not happening.
We are row two, by the way. It's going to be nice.
Yes, yes.
Right by New York, too. So like that, I like being by the visitors because it gives you the opportunity to meet more players.
Absolutely.
Do you think it would take some balls for me to wear my Sabrina jersey that day? Do you think that I would get some shit from people if I just showed up? Fuck it. Go Sabrina.
Yeah.
On her very first game at the field house. Caitlin Clark's very first game in the field house. I show up wearing a Sabrina jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd piss so many people off. I might do it.
Yeah.
I might do it. I don't know.
I'm with it. I mean, last year we were in Sabrina jerseys and cheering for the Fever.
Yeah, we wore Sabrina jerseys to the Fever thing. But like, I don't know, because we even said that to some of the people that gave a shit. Like, oh, hey, we're in Fever gear all the time. We're just here to support Sabrina because we like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that might be fun. Just like get her attention during like the pregame shoot around. Hey, Sabrina, check out the jersey. Fuck it. Welcome her to the league, Sabrina. Like, she is a hype machine, Caitlin Clark.
Yes, it is. And I think it's great for the league, especially if it continues and keeps up.
Yeah.
And I think it does anything for us but get us better and better, more attention, more publicity, brings that away from college basketball and into the professional league.
Yeah, which I always found strange that as far as women's basketball is concerned, people like the amateurs more than they like the professionals.
Yeah.
It's very odd to me, but I don't know. I've always liked professional sports. I've barely ever paid attention to college basketball before the last few years.
Right.
To be honest, men's or women's, always watched Final Four, always watched March Madness tournaments and stuff, but never like the SEC tournaments, Big Ten, so never.
Yeah.
Like never. I'd always watch international basketball instead because they're pros.
Right.
And like for me, after a certain age, it made me uncomfortable. Like it made me feel like I was also like the creepy old guy in like the high school basketball stadiums. Yeah. Like I don't want to be that guy. And it started to feel like that for college after a certain age too.
Yeah.
Whereas I know these kids are like 20, but at the same time, you know, now that I'm 35, it feels weird. Like it just feels weird. But, Caitlin Clark got a Gainbridge endorsement. She picked up an endorsement from Gainbridge, which that's where the Fever play is, Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Yeah, crazy.
So all of the people that are like, we don't even know she's picking her yet. They're picking her yet. Come on.
Yeah.
Again, read the room.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
It's just locked and loaded.
Are there rules? Like, are there rules where they can't explicitly say, we're picking fucking Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, I don't know how that goes as far as, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If they have, like, a tampering law or something like that. But
I don't know, because if it's similar to the NBA, I remember when they did the draft lottery, they did this, like, live reaction from San Antonio where they're having a draft lottery party, and the dude that was hosting it was in a Wembanyama jersey already.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we're getting Wemby, bitch.
I mean,
so
they are allowed to talk to the players previous to drafting them. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know why they haven't been able, because you would think that would also be good for their marketing to come out and straight up go, hey, we're picking Caitlin Clark with that number one pick.
Yeah. The jerseys are on sale now.
So I don't understand. There must be rules. I might have to Google that.
Yeah.
Because there must be rules against it in the W, because there's definitely not in the NBA.
Yeah. Because everything on the Fever end has been real subliminal.
Yeah, it's been very, she's declared, so we're, you know, sending you links to season tickets. It's all been very, like, vague.
Yeah.
It's not been, we're picking Caitlin Clark definitely, so come out to the games, which you would think would be beneficial for them. So there's got to be a rule against it.
Yeah.
There has to be. But it's just weird because everybody seems to be a Fever fan suddenly. I've seen, like, I've gotten so many people ask me, what games are you going to? Like, you going to give up any of those tickets? I've had a flood of people asking me, which games are you going to? Knowing that I'm a season ticket holder. So I know that they're going to write it off as them asking, oh, just to see, you know, if you were going to go to the game I wanted to go to. Now you know I'm going to every game.
Yeah, every single one.
You were asking that question so you would see if I would go, well, I'm not going to make the Mystics game, so you can have those tickets. That's what you're trying to do, and it's adorable. But, you know, just ask. Just
real
ask.
Cute.
I'll say no, but, you know, just ask. Be an adult.
Respectfully.
Yeah, be an adult and accept the fact that when you ask somebody a yes or no question, they might say no. You shouldn't be upset or hurt about it. But I'm going to that game and you're not. Ha ha. Na 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 na.
Yeah.
I got Caitlin Clark tickets. I'm just going to start calling them Caitlin Clark tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody want some tickets of the Caitlin Clark game tonight? Ugh, it's going to start being that, isn't it?
The CC show.
Yeah, fucking the Indiana Clarks. Let's go. It's so fucking weird. But like, Indiana at LA is already sold out. Indiana at Minnesota, I'm pretty sure, is already sold out too.
Yeah.
For their first game. And that, I mean, wait, I'm looking at the schedule right now. It looks like the first time we play Minnesota is in July.
Oh, wow.
And they're already, people are already like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and it's, man, do you think that it would derail the Caitlin Clark hype train if we went 2-9 at the start of the season?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at this right now, and that looks very possible. Yeah. I mean, we got Connecticut Sun, back-to-back Liberty, then the Sun again, then the newly formed super team of the Storm,
yeah,
then the Sparks that we're going to beat the dog shit out of, but yeah, then you got the Aces, Sparks again, Storm again. That's all the games in May.
Yeah, can you throw a Chicago game in there?
Chicago's our first game of June.
Yeah.
That's our first Commissioner's Cup game, but damn, dude. I don't know, man, because we also seem to be seeing a lot of irrational, not really using your head or logic kind of fans of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Like, she has MVP odds already for next season. Like, people think she's going to come in and dominate these grown women that have been in the professional league.
That have been doing it.
For years.
It's like, do you realize that the last rookie to win MVP was 2008?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the greats.
Yeah.
Candace Clark. Or Candace Parker. Candace Clark.
Candace Cooper. Caitlin Clarker. Caitlin Candace.
You see what you do to us, Caitlin?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. She's going to have a good rookie season, I bet. She might even be an all-star and shit.
Right.
But like, again, man, like, the whole she's going to come in, be the MVP, all this stuff. I don't know that that's going to happen. She's going to be good. I think she's going to be good.
Yeah. And I think, you know, having the supporting cast that she has with her too.
Yeah.
Could, you know, because one thing to credit her for is she's a great passer.
Yeah.
Like, she throws assists. She grabs rebounds. Like, she does play every facet of the game.
Yeah.
So she does have very sufficient help here.
Yeah. I also saw that the draft tickets went on sale and they sold out in 15 minutes.
Yeah, donezo.
So again, that's the Caitlin Clark effect. We could call this episode Caitlin Clark and we'll probably get 100 times more downloads than we normally get. We should do it. All right, the title of this episode is Caitlin Clark. Yeah, if you're listening, normally what I do is I listen back to the audio for any sort of like sound mistakes.
Yeah.
And then I pick a title out from whatever we discussed. And I'm saying it right now. Caitlin Clark is the name of this episode. We should just interview someone named Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, find
a random Caitlin Clark and just interview her for the show. We got an exclusive interview, Caitlin Clark on Planet W. Caitlin, what's it like to be the greatest? And she's like, I work in an insurance company.
Yeah.
I answer phones. I don't know anything about basketball. I'm not the Caitlin Clark. No, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. That'd be great. I would love to do that.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah, but man, like,
free promo.
I hope this. Do you think this hype can sustain into year two? Or do you think it starts?
I I think it's all on performance.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I mean, just like in the NBA, we got the performer be a bust.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ben Simmons, people still seem to pay attention to him and give him the benefit of the doubt all the time. Yeah. He's never performed.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's not performing no more.
But I don't know. Like, I hope that it does. I hope the hype can sustain into her second year, because I remember there was some hype behind Stewie. There was hype behind Skylar Diggins-Smith. I remember Lil Wayne hanging out with Skylar Diggins-Smith and, well, Skylar Diggins at the time. She wasn't married then. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Can she be the W's MJ, Kobe, LeBron, you know, type of mass appeal person? I hope so, but I also like, I don't know. Like, I'm hoping that she does like become the person that all of her fans are saying she is, just for the sake of the sport.
Yeah.
Would I hate to be wrong to some fucking annoying ass Iowa fans? Yeah, I would. But if they're right, I would love that too. I would love for them to be right. I just, you know, you're annoying, so I don't want you to be right. But I do like, that would be great. I would love for somebody to come in and be the next wanna be like Caitlin.
Yeah,
it doesn't really roll off the tongue like wanna be like Mike, but
another one, the face of the league. You know, somebody who brings that attention to him.
Yeah, like some big mass appeal would be what I would really like. Have her in McDonald's commercials and doing all that shit. Like, that'd be great. But I don't know. Like, I just, part of me, I just don't have faith in the public, really. It's still going to be, you know, at some point next year, lower the rims so those cute little gals can dunk a little bit. I got an idea. How about instead of a 10-foot rim, we have them play on Nerf mini hoops? They don't have to dribble. They only dunk. And we only hire supermodels and we make them play topless. Stupid. You still wouldn't watch. That's the thing, because they did that with, like, they did a fucking sexy football that people don't pay attention to either, where they have hot women in lingerie play flag football. No one watches it.
Yeah, my biggest hope is that it translates into viewership.
Yeah, I hope so too, because like skill, like, you get, just like, be undeniable in this world and people will take you seriously, is what you hope for, right?
Right.
So it's like, you shouldn't have to worry about your marketing appeal or your fucking sexiness. Right. We don't need to see Caitlin Clark posing Playboy or a fucking body issue in order to take her seriously or some shit. Like, we don't have to do that, right? Why can't her threes be impressive enough?
Yeah, I mean, she did just beat Steph Curry's single season collegiate 3-point record.
Yeah, so it's like, I want the, like, I really, really want the skill to speak for itself, because being undeniable is what should count in life. It shouldn't be about who you know or who you're friends with or fucking what kind of opportunities you have. Can you go out and fucking kill it? All right, well, then you deserve the success that you get. Yes. Like, that's what it should be. And these women in the WNBA have those skills. It's just, then it eventually gets to the point of lower the rim. Let them dunk. They want to dunk. That's all that they want to do is dunk.
Yeah.
Let's start a women's league where it's an 8-foot rim, and just, we'll still watch no one watch.
Yeah.
They do plenty of those little, like, ladies leagues in the off season, right? Let's do a 3-on-3. We get the ladies from the W in there. All the rules are exactly the same, except for when we make the rim 8 feet. I bet you still people don't give a fuck. Or they're going to use that as the, oh, they're only exciting because they play on an 8-foot rim. Hey, there's no winning. There's no winning with these idiots.
You can't.
These are the same people that'll tell you that LeBron James sucks. When it's like, it's really hard to deny that guy sucks.
Right.
You might not like him. I did not like Michael Jordan as a child. I hated the guy. I hated him a lot because he always beat Reggie Miller, who was my guy.
Yes, sir.
And, like, he made me cry child tears when I was a child. Why can't Reggie ever win? Why does Jordan always have to win? And you know what? Fucking, I don't say he sucks. Fucking just don't like the guy. Never hear me say that he's fucking, he blows. Jesus. Ugh. So, yeah, I'm hoping that this hype sustains, but, like, do you think, like, anything weird will happen in her first year? Like, do you think we'll see, like, a Caitlin Clark Nike signature shoe her rookie year?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite possible. She did just sign a hobby deal. Like you said, she signed a hobby deal with the Panini trading card company.
Okay. I mean, you kind of have to if you're going to be part of like the cards, right? Like,
yeah, that's kind of been like a battle between the couple companies. Like, you know, like LeBron James just got out of his upper deck contract and now he has a contract with Fanatics. So,
like, how big of an asshole would you be if, like, for the next like WNBA set, if Caitlin Clark was like, nah, but you can put everybody else in except me?
Yeah,
fuck that. You would be like in 2K where Charles Barkley doesn't let them, or Reggie Miller doesn't let them put him in. It's like, dude, you guys are two of the best.
Yeah,
and you won't let us play as you in the fucking game? You're assholes.
For real. Yeah.
You guys severely ruin my simulation of the 90s when I try to go back and replay the 90s.
Yeah, no boom, baby? Come on, it's just, man.
Doesn't exist. You can download like fan-created ones, but they all look like shit. But yeah, I don't know. The fucking 3-point contest is going to be good this year, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Caitlin Clark will be in it.
Oh yeah.
Sabrina will be in it. Oh, that's going to be some betting odds right there.
That's going to be the good duel that everybody is wanting to see.
Yeah, that's where your betting odds should be, not for Caitlin Clark to be MVP next season. It needs to be Caitlin Clark winning the 3-point contest. Yeah. I could see that one being a possibility.
Yeah, can she dethrone what Sabrina did last year? I think
that would be great. What if her and Sabrina like fucking deadlock tied and shit, and then they went on and fucking did a tag team fucking shootout against Steph Curry and Damian Lillard next year, went in there like some gunslingers.
Yeah,
I would love to see it.
I'd
love to see the Caitlin Clark effect is in full effect. It's very weird. The Aces already sold out their entire season tickets.
Yeah, huge.
Like, I don't think that has anything to do with the Caitlin Clark effect, but I was just looking into like what Fever games have sold out, and the Fever games have basically sold out in Vegas too, but they sold all their tickets.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
All the allotted season packages they're allowed to have are gone.
I'm surprised that the Fever haven't done that yet.
Yes.
I'm surprised that all of their allotted season tickets aren't out yet. But then again, I don't know. They might be strategic with it. They might be releasing them in waves, because they're probably bracing for a lot of people to like. Because I even was talking to somebody the other day and brought up the fact that I could sell the first game of the season and make my money back on the season tickets. And she was like, oh, maybe I should buy some season tickets and then just start reselling them. And it's like, you know how many people had that fuck? You're about 6 months too late on that idea.
Yeah, you missed that train.
Yeah, you missed that boat badly. Like, you should have got it before. Like, which I don't even understand why people weren't snatching them up before that. Because it was kind of obvious that she was coming into the draft.
Right.
So I don't know why people. But then again, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't too obvious. I don't know.
It just goes to show that the attention at the professional level, like, we're not paying attention to these people. Now that the hype of college basketball, and then she says, hey, I'm taking myself to the next level. Now you're paying attention to the next level?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool. I like it. I like seeing the Caitlin Clark effect. I love all of the hype. I'm really hoping that it sustains. I mean, we got a generational player coming. It's just the only thing that I can't get over is how wicked annoying I find some of her fans to be. And it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, I like her a lot, but you're gonna start making me dislike her because of how annoying you are. And I don't want you to do that. I don't like when annoying people ruin things that I like for me.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, if you like a band and then you find some other person that's a big super fan of the band and they want to show you like their tattoos that they have of like the band's logo and shit. And you're like, dude, man, you're making me feel weird for liking the same thing that you like because you like it a little too much.
Yeah, you're a little excessive.
You're being a little bit too much with it. Like, the one thing that I was thinking, though, is with all of this hype, all of the resale value, all the sold outs, all of the, I bought this on the secondhand market for $600. What if she got injured in the final four and had to do surgery? And I can guarantee you the Fever would still pick her.
Oh, absolutely.
With the number one pick if she was out for the entire season. But at the same time, how many people would be so fucking pissed? I spent $800 on this ticket. She's not even going to be here. people be so mad.
Yeah. And that people don't even realize the risk of, like, I mean, she's putting her body through hell right now. And then, I mean, she sacrifices her body every night that she plays. She really goes hard and plays the game the right way.
The draft is in April. The first game is May 14th.
Yeah. And she's done playing college ball at the end of March.
Yeah. Well, it would be
beginning of April.
Yeah, it goes into April. It's going to go into April this year. So, like, yeah, I mean, she's got a month.
Literally.
And that's what, like, I keep trying to explain to the MVP. She's going to be MVP. She's going to get drafted. Then she's got to train with the team.
Adapt to the professional game.
Within 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then they have to fight demons. They're fighting monsters at the beginning of the year. That's the other thing that some of the people that don't pay attention to the W don't understand. They are playing like most of the good teams at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Connecticut, New York, Las Vegas. They are great. Seattle is going to be great.
Yeah.
So be careful with your whole she's going to come in and dominate shit. Because I don't want to see the hype die off if we go 2-9.
Yeah, and then if she doesn't transition properly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like that's a big transition.
Yeah, that's
from
why
that type of game.
I'm really hoping that her fans will give her the patience that she does deserve. She does deserve to not perform up to her full expectations her first year.
But she's not shooting 20 something shots a game.
No. No, and also, like, that's the thing with Aaliyah Boston. She had an amazing rookie year. She had one of the best rookie years I've ever seen.
Yeah, which is rare.
But I think that she's going to be better this year. I don't think that she performed to her full potential. I saw her in some games where it seemed like she could use a fucking break.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. The same thing's going to happen with Caitlin Clark. She's not going to be as good as she could be, which means she could still be fucking amazing. But I just don't think that she's coming in and dropping like 40 to 60 a game and shit like that. I don't think that we're seeing that her first year. She's got to adapt a little bit. And also, you guys got to give her a little bit of patience, because I would see her being really effective later on in the season. So like not like later, but, you know, like mid-June. Somewhere I could see her really picking up and really hitting her stride.
Yeah, that's, I agree too.
I mean, Grace Berger last year, like on her rookie year, there were times where you and I both said she needs the professional confidence.
Absolutely.
Like, Grace is good, but there are times where it's like, why didn't you shoot that? Yeah. And then the dude that was in the audience with us that I'm pretty sure is related to her somehow. He's this older gentleman who's always wearing Grace Berger stuff and calling her Gracie and like, you know, pointing at, that's the girl that played with Gracie and the, you know, like stuff like that. I'm pretty sure this guy's related to her. He would even look at us and go, she can hit those shots if she just takes them. And so it's just one of those things where it's like, you got to build up that professional confidence. It might be a little intimidating. These are grown ass women at the end of the day, and you just came out of college.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Shout out to Leon. I know his name because he had it on the back of his belt.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he might be related to Grace. I'm pretty sure he is, actually.
Yeah. But. I mean, he's everywhere. He's at everything. So
yeah, he's a pretty cool guy too. We got our Fever giveaway coming up. We're going to give away a lot of Fever swag to people. We got, you know, to get you started with the Caitlin Clark hype. I'm going to give you some boom sticks. I got some Fever shoelaces because I don't need five pairs. I can just put them in one pair of shoes and be good. We got playing cards. We got rookie cards of a lot of players. We got all kinds of good stuff. We're going to come with a full list of all of it right when we have our giveaways. I found my pride bag. So everything that we have, I can put in my Fever Pride bag and ship to you. So be ready for that. Get ready for some sort of giveaway. I just don't know how we're going to do it yet.
We got the Planet W merch that will be here next week.
Okay. So we got what? We got stickers and then what else?
We will have t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
And we will have potentially either shorts or joggers. I'm not sure like what we're going to do, but what other thing we're going to do yet.
Oh, sweet. Nice. I need some joggers.
But we will definitely have shirts in next week. They will be, the first batch will run, I'm looking at it now, which is Tuesday the 12th.
Oh. Okay. So yeah, that'll be part of our giveaway too. Or throw some of that merch in there and get you excited to promote our show. That'd be great. Caitlin Clark doesn't need all the hype. Let us get some.
Bring it.
Yeah, come on. We want more listeners.
She lives on Planet W.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you guys can hit us up on all of our social medias at Planet WNBA. I'm on Twitter and X a lot. I do a lot on there. All the other ones I'm not the best at. Planet WNBA Facebook group. We have our own Planet W fan group on there. You can find us by searching Planet WNBA or Planet W. I'm sure you can find us either way. You can email us planetwnba@gmail.com. Try to send us some questions if you have any questions for us. Send us some feedback. I have gotten some feedback from some of the listeners. I will get into that in our next episode because our next episode is just going to be, you know, more general chat, some pre-March Madness stuff, but we're definitely talking more WNBA basketball on our next episode. We'll see you then.